Welcome to this custom-tailored deep dive into a new G2M.AI communications research report on U.S. broadband competition. We're looking at, well, a massive industry shakeup today.
Right, it's happening entirely out of sight, which is just wild.
It really is. Like, mobile carriers are currently using their existing cell towers to just siphon off high-margin customers from these entrenched cable monopolies.
And they're doing it with zero physical build-out.
Yeah, literally zero. Okay, let's unpack this because fixed wireless internet is secretly rewriting the rules of connectivity, and it directly impacts the internet options you have right there at home.
It's a brilliant business strategy, really. I
Yeah.
mean, fixed wireless is basically just home internet beamed over mobile networks.
Like through the air?
Exactly, straight through the air. And it is quietly sneaking into established markets at a staggering scale.
Hmm.
It actually adds a qualifying competitor to over 40% of all U.S. addresses.
40%. That's huge. It's essentially this like ghost infrastructure.
Ghost infrastructure, I like that.
Right. They're disrupting these massive, entrenched physical monopolies without digging a single trench. Like they're specifically attacking addresses where cable companies used to be the only game in town.
Oh, absolutely. They're taking a huge chunk out of Comcast's sole provider footprint. I think it's over 6 million addresses there alone.
Wow. Does this mean traditional cable operators are suddenly in a full-blown panic? And how are carriers actually doing this without, completely crippling their own mobile cell service?
Well, what's fascinating here is how they leverage what's essentially a sunk cost. They're using spare mobile spectrum.
Okay, spare spectrum.
Right, think of spectrum as the invisible radio waves floating around your neighborhood. Your cell phone only uses a fraction of that capacity at any given time.
Makes sense.
So these carriers are just taking those unused airwaves and beaming internet directly into a router in your living room.
Just like that.
Just like that. Instantly, like 18 and a half million single provider monopolies become competitive markets practically overnight.
See, if they don't have to dig trenches, logic says they'd use this superpower to finally connect deep rural farm country, right? Places where laying physical cables is practically impossible.
You definitely think so, yeah.
But here's where it gets really interesting. They actually aren't doing that. The data shows this deployment peaks in the suburbs.
Suburbs and major metros, yeah.
Right. We're talking, what, nearly 60 million people in places like Chicago, LA, and Detroit. They have cable, almost no fiber, and they rely on fixed wireless as their only real rival.
Yeah, it's
So
true.
I have to push back on the usual assumptions here. Why are they targeting these densely populated urban gaps instead of wide-open rural markets?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, it really just comes down to pure economic logic.
Because of the cost.
Exactly. Laying a second physical fiber optic cable in a dense suburb or a paved-over city neighborhood is incredibly expensive.
Oh, yeah, tearing up roads and dealing with permits.
Right. So the big telecom companies realized a second wireline network just wasn't profitable to build there. Mobile carriers saw an opening.
And they just swooped in.
They did. They pointed their fixed wireless capacity exactly at those lucrative, dense neighborhoods where they knew a second physical cable would probably never arrive.
So, what does this all mean? Like, if fixed wireless is perfectly targeted to exploit these gaps and it costs next to nothing to set up, why hasn't it just wiped out traditional cable entirely? There has to be a catch.
Oh, there is, because physics always wins eventually. This raises an important question about the speed ceiling.
Okay, the speed ceiling, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right now, fixed wireless meets the federal benchmark of 100 megabits per second download and 20 upload.
Which is pretty decent,
Oh, in
right?
practical terms, it's plenty of speed to stream 4K Netflix or hop on a Zoom call.
Right.
But if you raise that standard to a gigabit, you know, the kind of ultra-fast speeds heavy gamers or remote data workers crave, the fixed wireless competitor just vanishes from the map.
Ah, so it's a capacity issue. It's like physical fiber optic cable is this massive 10-lane superhighway, whereas fixed wireless through the air is more like a two-lane country road.
That's a perfect analogy.
It gets you where you need to go today, but if everyone suddenly wants to drive a Ferrari at gigabit speeds, there's going to be a massive traffic jam.
Precisely. Airwaves can only carry so much data at once. Fixed wireless is doing incredible disruptive work today for, you know, 50 million addresses.
Which is huge.
It is. But the moment customer expectations universally demand a gigabit, those fiercely competitive markets instantly revert back to being duopolies. or even monopolies.
Wow, that really puts things into perspective. That invisible network floating through the air right now might be the exact reason you suddenly have a second internet option at your own home today.
Yeah, it's literally keeping your cable bill in check.
It's a massive shift built entirely out of thin air, but it does have an expiration date if our digital demands keep climbing.
It definitely does.
Which leaves you with something major to ponder. If fixed wireless vanishes as a competitor at higher speeds, what happens when tomorrow's basic digital life demands a gigabit as the absolute minimum?
That is the big question.
Right. Will these freshly broken internet monopolies simply reform overnight? It's definitely something to think about. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone.